Captain Watson, ladies and gentlemen. I was a very junior person at the time of the surrender. In fact, the lowest created naval thing, a midshipman, RNVR. But before I talk to you about any details of the surrender of the High Seas Fleet, there are two points I want to make. It is very often said that the High Seas Fleet surrendered because Germany collapsed through pressure upon her armies. That's not the truth. The truth of the fact is that the High Seas Fleet surrendered as part of the armistice terms because when the High Seas Fleet was ordered out to face the Grand Fleet, the ship's companies mutinied. They had faced the Grand Fleet once, and they weren't going to do it a second time. And indeed, in many ways, it was lucky for them that they didn't, because the battle fleet of November 1918 was a very much more deadly instrument than the battle fleet of 1916. The defects in the ships, which were numerous, had been largely corrected. Gunnery in the fleet was of an extremely high standard. I'll mention a little episode in a moment. And the bullets were very different from those which broke up on impact on the armour of the German battleships and battle cruisers in May 1916. The shells we had then would have pierced their armour and burst inside, which was what their shells did on us, with disastrous results. And high explosives make no difference between the colours worn by the ships. They have the same effect. It was the pressure of the Grand Fleet and of the Royal Navy as a whole which strangled Germany, the unseen pressure, the same kind of pressure as in the words of an American admiral stood between the Grand Army of France and the Dominion of the World. Mahan referred in his Influence of Sea Power on History to those storm-beaten ships on which the Grand Army never looked. Well, those storm-beaten ships were there in 1914 to 1918, and the German Army never looked on them, but they stood between the German armies and the dominion of the world. As Winston Churchill said about Jellicoe, and he had no great love of Jellicoe, he was the one man who could lose the war in an afternoon. And sometimes Winston hit the nail very heavily on the head.